I'm Walt Lindela with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette City Police Chief Blake Rebolt. We talked about the impact of the coronavirus executive orders on enforcement in the city and how folks in the city of Marquette are responding. We also talked about park access in the city under the executive orders. Here's more with Marquette City Police Chief Blake Rebolt.
We've had a really good response from our community. Everybody is pretty much following the rules that are being issued to us, whether they agree with them or not. Here in Marquette, everybody has been doing a great job on trying to navigate this troubled water we're in right now. As far as enforcement goes, we do have full authority to enforce the executive orders that the governor is issuing. What we're really trying to do is just evaluate each situation that we're responding to. As an administrator here at the police department, we're also trying to keep our staff safe, so we're really kind of keeping an eye on how we're handling calls and trying to reduce our exposure, not only to the public, but to our officers, as far as, going into residences for calls and stuff like that. So we're evaluating every call that we go to. We're letting the officer use discretion on whether or not it's a violation of an executive order, and then we're just trying to educate the public on that.
We're talking with Marquette City Police Chief Blake Rebolt today. Last Friday, we were going into weather that was looking very warm. We had a graduation, at least the graduation date for Northern Michigan University, and a few things were going on. Did you see any spike in people misbehaving?
With the weather being nicer, or it was nice for a short period of time there, more people are getting outside and recreating within the executive order guidelines. As you get more people out doing that, you have some conflicts. We did see a lot more people out. We did see an increase in our calls, and a lot of them are just inquiring about whether or not they're in violation or if somebody else is in violation. And we're trying to work with the community and the people to try to give them the answers that they're looking for. But, there's a lot of, it's not black and white when you're dealing with some of these executive orders. And what we're really just trying to do is work with the public to make sure that everybody is safe and adhering to the executive orders the best they can.
And that is the challenge, especially now with the city of Marquette opening up the roadway around Presque Isle, the island in effect, as we call it. But the park itself under the EO still remains closed. What do people need to know about, in particular, the road around the island, and if they go there, seeing some cones and signage that are in place?
The island is obviously the crown jewel of Marquette. Everybody loves to go around the island. So a decision was made to open that up to vehicle traffic. According to the executive orders, parks are closed. So we're not encouraging people to gather in any of the park areas. And actually, most of the parks are closed. So a lot of those areas on the island are coned off so that people don't pull over, stop, get out, start walking around the park. It's open to vehicle traffic. However, we really encourage people to stay in their vehicles and just move in a fluid manner around that island.
I did want to ask you about the roadway and access on it. There was a question, when I did a story on it earlier in the week, there was a question about bikes, pedal bikes and things like that. What is the word on bikes and walking on that road in particular?
Well, people are walking, and it's just like the bike path. You can walk around the island, but it's just the congregating and picnicking and gathering in those areas. We're trying to keep people moving around that island. Social gathering, I guess, is what we're really trying to discourage, not just at the island, but in any of the parks. Don't pull over on the side of the road and park on it. It's technically, the island itself is closed, the road is open. So stay on the road, stay in your vehicle, and then if you are going to walk, park in an area not on the island.
And the bike, too, you can pedal bike around the island.
Yeah.
We're talking with Blake Rebolt, the chief of Marquette Police. We're going into the weekend here. Anything, I guess, to maybe keep in mind with the executive orders and things we can and can't do? What should people keep in mind?
The biggest thing, and this includes us, too. Even the police department, is just patience. I understand everybody's going stir crazy, us included. I'm just asking people to just be courteous and understand the rules. Try to abide by them the best they can. And we understand that people are going to want to get out and want to start doing things again. And I think we're slowly moving in that direction. But I guess the biggest thing I would request people to do is just have patience and understanding as we go through this.
That's Marquette City Police Chief Blake Rebolt. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindela.